We are a society of goal setters. If you're not working towards a goal or towards a number of goals, well, then you're not living your best life, or so we're told. And goals do have their place. The thing is that goals all by themselves are not really enough to move us forward in the ways that matter most. In order to do that, they have to be woven into a larger fabric that also includes our core values. And today we'll talk about how to do that.
All right, everyone, take your seats or lace up your sneaks. We're about to get started.
Welcome to the Change Academy podcast. I'm your host, Monica Reinagle. And in this show, we talk about what it takes to create healthier mindsets and habits in our own lives, as well as how we can create healthier communities and workplaces. Whether you're working on your own health and well-being, or promoting healthy behaviors is your job, we're going to talk about what works, what's hard, what's needed, and what's next. Let's jump in. When we first launched this podcast back in 2020, we started with a manifesto of sorts, a statement of the 8 things that you need in order to make changes that stick. Now, some of you may be newer listeners and you've never heard those episodes, but even for those of you who have been here since the beginning, even for me, I think there is so much value in occasionally circling back to the basics, making sure that our foundations are sound. Maybe they need a little pointing up. So over the next few months, in between other topics and guests, I'm going to be revisiting each of these 8 things to refresh and renew our relationship with each of them. And today we're going to talk about the very first thing on my list of 8 things that you need to create change, and that is a clear objective, which is similar to a goal, but a little bit different. The word goal, it's one that we throw around a lot when we're trying to make changes in our lives. We may have a number of goals for ourselves, but in my work with people over the years, I've often seen how having a goal, even when it's a so-called SMART goal, you know, the ones that are sustainable, measurable, attainable, and so on, having a goal doesn't get you all the way there. Now, a goal often involves achieving a certain result or metric or crossing a certain finish line. That's part of it being measurable, right? And, you know, reaching a goal feels great. The problem is that goals sort of lose their power as a navigating device as soon as we achieve them. An objective, on the other hand, at least the way I use this term, I'm aware of other people using it differently, but for me, an objective has more to do with our identity, who we see ourselves as, or who we want to become. So an objective goes beyond, I want to achieve this, and more into that territory of, this is who and how I want to be. So this isn't something that we can check off as completed. This is an ongoing state or a process. But wait, let's just back up a sec and talk more about goals, those discrete challenges that we may set for ourselves. And they may not necessarily involve things that are super important to us. Sometimes it is fun to just set and pursue a goal simply for the satisfaction of achieving a goal. There's nothing wrong with that. But if all of your goals are these sort of short-term, just so I can say I did it kind of goals, you can keep yourself pretty busy and even have a sense of accomplishment, checking off a lot of goals, but you're not actually moving yourself or your life toward the things that you most value. You're not getting any closer to your best self, your ideal self, or your ideal life. You're someone who sets and achieves, possibly, a lot of kind of random goals. And in the long run, this can be a little unsatisfying. So in the Way Less program, where we apply a lot of the behavioral science that we talk about in this podcast to the specific challenge of weight management, we often talk about the difference between losing weight and weighing less. And even if weight management is not your particular objective or goal, it's a really good example of the difference I'm trying to delineate between a goal and an objective. Because this isn't just a semantic distinction for me. It's not just cute wordplay. If your goal is to lose weight, then you're likely to be attracted to dieting behaviors or programs which promise to produce weight loss. And you're probably going to be looking for the diets that will be most effective in helping you lose weight because that's your goal, to lose weight. And you may change your behavior in order to reach that goal. But when you do lose the weight, you are no longer someone who needs to lose weight. So that goal has been accomplished, and you're probably going to stop taking those actions, stop choosing those behaviors because you no longer have that as a goal. You've reached it. And then what happens next? Now, many of you have been down this road many, many times. You start to gradually regain the weight because you walk away from the behaviors that helped you achieve your goal of losing weight. And sure enough, before you know it, you are once again someone who needs to lose weight. Okay, but what if instead our objective is to become someone who weighs less? Now, this changes a couple of really important things. Now you are taking actions and choosing behaviors that are going to help you weigh less. And when you become someone, or as you are becoming someone who weighs less, that identity won't change. And so you have no reason to stop making those behavioral shifts. It becomes a sustained part of who you are and why you do the things you do. And that is why that then has the potential to be so much more sustainable, because it's not a goal that we either make or we don't make. It's a new identity that we are constructing and moving into. So that's why we emphasize that distinction between losing weight and weighing less, and work with people on reframing their ambitions away from losing weight, which is a goal, and toward weighing less, which is an objective. But again, this is just one specific example. So now I want you to think about what you're working on, the change that you'd like to create. Is it a goal or is it an objective? When you reach it, will you be done? That's a goal. And goals are great. They're just not a path to permanent transformation. Unless, of course, your goal is permanent transformation, in which case it's not a goal, it's an objective. Okay, another example is the difference between saying, I want to quit smoking and I want to become a non-smoker. The first one is about changing your behavior in a way that would be very beneficial. The second is about changing your identity. Now, to someone on the outside, it might be a little bit hard to tell the difference between those two, but I can tell you it feels really different on the inside. Or here's one last example. Let's say you're working on not interrupting your partner. And I can tell you from personal experience, this is a really hard habit to break. So my goal is to not interrupt. But my true objective here is to become a better listener. That's the reason I have this goal. I want to be a good listener. So if I am focused exclusively on my goal of not interrupting, I could achieve that goal, but still not really be listening, not really achieving my objective of becoming a better listener. And that's why it's important for me to connect that goal to my objective of becoming someone who is a really good listener. Your lab assignment for this episode is to make a short list of goals that you currently have. Most of us have a bunch of goals just sort of rattling around in our heads at any given time. So get some of them or all of them out onto the page or onto the screen, all the goals that you currently have for yourself. And once you have that list of some of your goals, I want you to go down that list one by one and ask yourself, what objective would achieving that goal move you toward? What core value does it serve? What identity will it move you closer to? If you can't readily answer that question, then I invite you to spend some time thinking about this, playing around with this question. Now, as I said before, some of your goals may not be tied into any big objective, and that is fine. But if none of them are, then you may be going through life collecting a lot of medals or badges or check marks or trophy emojis without actually moving toward a life of greater meaning and value, which is what I want for you. So to sum up what we've talked about today, both goals and objectives, as I define them, have their place. Goals can be in service of your objectives or your values, but they aren't automatically. And in my experience, the reason this is worth pausing over is that people tend to be a little clearer about their goals than their objectives. So my goal with today's episode was to get you to explore your objectives. And my objective with this podcast is to help you be your happiest, healthiest self. Just remember that listening to this podcast is not enough to create change. You have to actually put these insights and tools to work in your own life. So how will you take action on what you've just heard? As you may be aware, in addition to this podcast, I also work with individuals, groups, and organizations on implementation. So if you'd like to talk about other ways that we might work together beyond this podcast, feel free to shoot me an email at hello@changeacademypodcast.com.
All right. Thanks, everyone. This has been the Change Academy Podcast with Monica Reinagle. Our show is produced by me, Brock Armstrong. You'll find links to everything Monica mentioned in today's episode in our show notes, as well as on our website at changeacademypodcast.com, where you can also send us an email or leave us a voicemail. If you're finding this podcast helpful, we hope you'll subscribe, or even better, give our show a rating or review in your favorite podcast app. Or, best of all, share this episode with a friend or colleague you think would enjoy it. Now here's to the changes we choose.